Today on the Legal Talk here on the E-Radio, we are talking about constructive dismissal. What is it? How does it work? We're going to ask Associate Attorney at Hahn & Hahn, Reinier Rotenbach, to tell us more. Reinier, once again, welcome back to Legal Talk. Hope you're well.
Thank you. Yes, and hello to all your listeners. And hopefully the wind is not too strong wherever they are.
Well, I don't think the wind is going to play a role in the following matter that we're going to discuss today. Gone with the wind, maybe. Yeah. But what exactly is constructive dismissal, Reinier?
Okay. Constructive dismissal occurs when an employee resigns, not because they genuinely want to leave, but because the employer's conduct has made the workplace so intolerable or unbearable that the employee feels they have no other option but to resign. So the resignation in this case is seen as being forced by the employer's actions, whether those actions were intentional or not.
Okay, so that makes sense. What must an employee prove to claim constructive dismissal?
Okay, to prove a claim, the employee has to convince an arbitrator or a judge or a commissioner or whoever is presiding over the matter that unfair constructive dismissal has occurred. The employee therefore must meet several criteria. However, these are not a closed set. Okay, so number one would be intolerable circumstances. The employee must show that their working environment was so unbearable that the employee genuinely could not continue working. Okay, then you get number two, which is the causal link. The intolerable circumstances must be the direct reason for the employee's resignation. In other words, there must be a link between the two. Okay, then you have number three, where there's no reasonable alternative. The employee must demonstrate that the employee had no reasonable alternative but to resign to escape the situation that they were in. Right. Then you get number four, employee's responsibility. So in essence, the intolerable situation must have been caused by the employer, and the employer must have been in control of those circumstances. Okay, however, courts and other forums may consider other factors, such as grievance processes, reporting structures, etc. It's not a closed list, should I say. And the facts of each case have to be considered.
It really sounds like a very, very unpleasant working environment. I was just wondering what could possibly be happening at this company to cause people feeling like this, you know? Could it be sexual harassment, or is it just bullying? What kind of thing are we looking at, Reinier?
All right. Examples can be where employers don't actually really care about the employees. They see them as workhorses, machines that can just work nonstop. And so if you do something that, let's say, take a break or something like that, then they get a little bit upset. Or there might be a confrontation between employer and employee, or your behaviors amongst each other, or they don't like something about you, then they start working. It's like in a sense of trying to work you out.
Okay. Reinier, how does South African law define constructive dismissal?
Well, the Labor Relations Act number 66 of 1995 addresses constructive dismissal under section, I believe it's 186 subsection 1E, which states that dismissal includes cases where an employee terminates his contract because the employer made his continued employment intolerable.
What are some of the common misunderstandings about constructive dismissal?
Well, some common misunderstandings and critical point to understand is that not every uncomfortable or unfair action by an employer will actually amount to constructive dismissal. For instance, if an employee resigns simply to avoid a disciplinary hearing, this will most likely not meet the criteria for constructive dismissal. There is actually a case law where an employee resigned just to avoid the disciplinary hearing, and the employee's claim was then dismissed in court, right? Then, however, if disciplinary steps are taken unfairly, leading to an unbearable work situation, it could constitute constructive dismissal. There's also a case where the employer's decision to stop paying an employee salary led to a successful claim of constructive dismissal. So, as I've mentioned earlier on, each case is dependent on its own set of facts to determine whether constructive dismissal occurred or not.
And then the final question for today, Rainier, what should employers do to avoid claims of constructive dismissal?
Employers must, in essence, be extremely careful in how they manage the employees. Fair treatment, clear communication, proper grievance procedures, and much more, if they have all these systems in place, can actually help prevent situations where the employees feel forced to resign. So otherwise, employers might find themselves facing costly legal battles, compensation claims, let alone all the headaches that they're going to face.
And that's constructive dismissal in a nutshell today here on Legal Talk with Hahn & Attorneys. Rainier Rotenbach, thank you so much.
Thank you to you and your listeners, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.